אתם עם SBS בעברית.
I listened to Rabbi Jonathan Sacks talks. I thought his talks were quite incredible. Just to remind you, the scholar, he was a doctor, a rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, he passed away in November last year. Big loss. He was heading the community in Great Britain for many years. One of the talks that I was very impressed was about the connection between the establishment of Israel and the Holocaust. For in my career as a journalist, as a just in my, I think ever since I remember, even as a student, people try to make some connection between the Holocaust and the establishment of the State of Israel. It was at the university, at Bar-Ilan University. I remember we had talks about it, and some people were so passionate about the topic. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks put things in perspective, and that's why I would like to bring you, it's not a long talk, it's only a few minutes, but I think that it says it all. So let's listen to Rabbi Jonathan Sacks Zal.
The connection between the State of Israel and the Holocaust is a subtle and delicate one, and we have to distinguish certain things. Number one, the State of Israel does not owe its existence to the Holocaust. That is extremely important. The connection between Jews and the land of Israel goes all the way back, goes back longer than any other connection between a people and a land in the entire West. It goes back to Abraham 38 centuries ago. It goes back to Moses 32 centuries ago. It goes back to King David 30 centuries ago. Israel was the land where our people was born, where David built the temple, where the land, the language, the landscape, all of these are written in the Bible, in the book of Psalms. Going to Israel is coming home. Even the modern state of Israel long antedates the Holocaust. It owes its existence to the collapse of the Ottoman Empire during the First World War, to the Balfour Declaration of 1917, ratified by the League of Nations in 1922. So the Holocaust was not used as an excuse to create the State of Israel. The State of Israel had already been created long before then. And Israel remains the only country. The Jews are the only people ever to have built a nation state in that land. At all other times, it was an administrative district of an empire, and there were many empires. But Jews are the only people who have ever built a nation state there, and our whole history is saturated with it. Secondly, however, there is a fundamental connection between Israel and the Holocaust, and this goes back to July 1938 and the French spa town of Evian. As a result of that conference, not one of the 32 countries opened their doors to any Jews. Not one. And that includes Britain, America, Canada, Australia, not one. And it was at that moment that Jews knew that there was not one square foot of the entire surface of the earth that they could call home in the sense given by the poet Robert Frost as the place where if you have to go there, they have to let you in. After the Holocaust, Jews cannot be without a home. They simply cannot be without a home. It would be the humanitarian disaster of all times. It would be the end of humanity, to be honest with you, especially since anti-Semitism has returned to the world and has returned to Europe. So Israel, Jews must have a home. And having said that, Palestinians must also have a home. These are not mutually exclusive things at all. And we hope and pray that a way will be found to do just that. And the third sense is quite simply this. During the Holocaust, the Jewish people came eyeball to eyeball with the angel of death. 3 years after the war was over, in proclaiming the State of Israel, the Jewish people said collectively, in the words of the psalm, I will not die, but I will live and give testimony to the God of life. Israel represents the greatest affirmation of life of the Jewish people in the last 2,000 years. What happened, or rather what failed to happen, at Evian convinced Hitler that whatever he did to the Jews, though the world might protest, they would do nothing about it. And that gave him the green light to go ahead. I don't think it was anyone's intention to give him the green light, but that is what he drew from it. Had Jews had the slightest ability to fight for themselves, had they had a home, however small, then he would not have done such a thing. Israel has changed the situation of every Jew in the world, because we know there is somewhere we can go and there are people who will fight for us. So had Israel existed then, yes, history would have been very different. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.